Hello and welcome back to the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with some very interesting people who have something to say. So today we have a few sponsors. The trees themselves are sponsoring us because without trees, let's be honest, where would we be? So I do have one special guest with us today, and his name is, some people know him as Chocolate Thunder, and some other people know him as many other names, but I'd like to introduce to you the one, the only, Jay LaVar. I'm a classic man.
You can be mean when you look this clean. What's going on, guys?
Jay LaVar, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, man.
That's really great. Good. That's great. So, Jay, let me ask you something. Today, we are going to be recording the second ever podcast of the Greenhouse Podcast. How does that make you feel?
I feel honored. The fact that you would actually bring me on this show and be able to be one of the first people on here, so to kind of help pioneer this new adventure that you're going on. Thanks for bringing me along.
Well, we're going to be nicknaming this episode The Chocolate Hour with Jay LaVar. And, you know, it's funny. I didn't really understand, you know, I was going to say, you know, I was going to put in the description of the podcast, you know, the whole backstory of what is this nickname that Jay has and why does he have it? And but I just figured I'd just ask you on the show. So what's going on? Is it something that we only a few of us should know? Or
well, it depends on who's listening. But no, the Chocolate Thunder, that's pretty interesting. A friend of mine used to work together. His name is Bradley, and we used to joke around, have a lot of fun at work. And one day he started off by calling me Black Thunder, and
Black Thunder,
and
you know, this could be like a rap name. Have you ever thought of getting into the music business?
Well, there's other industries that might have used that name, not music though. So I think it's already taken in a few other careers, but yeah, it started off as Black Thunder, and over the time it kind of progressed into Chocolate Thunder, and now it's everywhere from my old managers calling me that to friends to even my favorite baristas at, you know, the local Starbucks. So all my drinks say Chocolate Thunder, and that's the name of my drink there, too. It's called the Chocolate Thunder, Venti Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder. I love it. Well, this is a real treat, you know. So just from our listeners out there, I've known Jay now for, 60 years now?
Something like that.
Something like that.
56, 57.
56, 57, you know. It was before I even understood what it meant to be alive. You know, I wasn't even quite here yet. 60 years. You know, it's a real honor. It's a real honor to have you finally on our show. You know, I didn't think it would happen.
Well, you know what? I was hopeful, but I appreciate the opportunity. My perseverance was pretty much going at you pretty often. So,
what was going through your mind when I gave you the phone call and asked you to be on the show?
Oh man, I knew that you had a lot of people lined up. I knew a lot of people had been asking and trying to get on, and the fact that you hit me up to be the second person on here, I was blown away. I immediately told my wife, and I was like, oh, this is it. This is awesome.
This is your moment. This is your moment to shine.
That's right. The Chocolate Hour.
I was pretty excited when I first started this show. You know, a lot of people think it's only been around for, a week now. But to be honest, it's been around for years in my mind.
Nice.
And so I knew the day would come when Jay LaVar would finally say yes to coming on my show.
Well, hey, you know what? You're going to have a higher subscriber base when it's out of your mind. So I'm glad you got a chance to put this together.
It's pretty cool, right? What do you think of the setup?
I think this is awesome. I know the fact that you can be anywhere you need to be, which is pretty great. Maybe not a lot of people can say that. So,
well, we were thinking about doing the show on the Eiffel Tower. You know, you said anywhere.
That's true. I don't know what the signal is going to be like for Wi-Fi up there, but
it should be
sure.
Okay.
It should be okay.
Now, if next time I have you on, which I hope you'd come on again.
Most definitely.
If the next time you come on, if we had it on the Eiffel Tower, how would you feel about paying for all the funds to get there?
Well, I don't think I'd have a problem. I'd say my three kids going to college would now have to go down to one of them. Maybe they can, you know, battle it out, see who gets that home scholarship.
True.
But no, I don't think that would be a problem.
Okay, perfect.
One out of three going to college, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all. You know, tell me about that. You know, a lot of people know you as being a friend, a mentor, a leader, a coworker. Some others know you as many different things. Insert thunder sound effect here. And chocolate thunder. But I also am aware that you are a father of at least two children.
That I know of. I'm just
that you know of.
No, I'm a proud father and husband. I have three children. I have my oldest daughter. Her name is Nayel. She's four right now.
How do you spell that? Because I took me a while to figure out how to spell J. LeVar.
True. I keep it
complicated. Isn't there a period in there somewhere?
Not a period, an apostrophe.
Oh, so apostrophe. It's all right, get it right, everyone.
Yeah, it's NY apostrophe ELLE.
Oh.
So perfect. We try to spice it up. And
I love it.
We love my wife's middle name, which is Tamara. So we gave her my wife's middle name.
Oh, wow.
So it's Nayel Tamara Bryan.
It rolls right off the tongue.
Right off the tongue.
Love it.
And she'll be five this November 2nd, which is pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how does that make you feel? 5 years. Man. I mean, I don't even think I've owned a sweatshirt for 5 years.
I know, right? Neither do I. funny enough, time is really flying by. They joke about it a lot, but it's really flying by. But I tell you one thing that is true. You notice those commercials where they're saying, hey, your first kid, you're super delicate and you're paying attention to all the details, but by your second one?
Sure.
Yeah, those are 100% true.
Wow.
We were sticklers for everything, making sure that she was safe and not getting dirty.
Everything's perfect.
Everything has to be immaculate. But
right.
By the time my second kid got here, which is my son, who has my name, his name is J. LeVar II. And
yes,
we at that point didn't care.
Right.
As long as he was still breathing at the end of it, that's all that really mattered.
You know, that's true. That's all that really matters at the end of the day.
It really is. I think we hype it up a little bit too much. They're sure. A little bit more resilient than we give them credit for.
Perfect.
And too bad for my third one now, who's he's 10 months old, or he's going to be 11 months old in a few days. And we barely take care of him. He's on his own at this point.
he's gonna have to figure a few things out for himself.
Pretty much.
Sure.
It's like Survivor in my house for him.
You know, how interesting would that be if there was a documentary show that followed a small child around, like it was like Survivor Man.
Well, you know what? It's funny. We think about movies like Truman Show and all that back in the day.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I love that.
Exactly.
Love that movie.
Just a baby version of it. What if it ended up being like Baby Geniuses and my kid is like saying all these things and making all these plans?
I think there's money in this.
Hey, I hope Disney, if you're listening.
If you're listening, you know, you just email us, you know, at the Greenhouse Podcast.
That's right.
At iCloud.com.
My kids are adorable. They will make perfect icons for Disney.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I love it. Well, if you had, here on a serious note, if you had some advice to give to all the people out there who maybe aren't fathers quite yet, or are fathers, or want to be fathers,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you had any advice at all as a father or as Chocolate Thunder, you know, either one.
Well, I'll say this much. I think it's a challenge being a young father and having three kids at this time and age where everything is so fast, technology is moving. So, you know, my kids, from the time they're only a few months old, they've already figured out how to unlock an iPhone or an iPad and get to their favorite app.
Isn't that mind-blowing?
Ridiculous, you know, so
I can't even figure out how to work my Crock-Pot yet. I've had it, 2 months?
Yeah, it's crazy how much they pick up so quickly, and especially if there's older children, they want to mimic their older siblings as soon as possible. So
wow.
I would say this, if you're a young father, do everything you can to take care of your children and to give them that attention, because those are the moments that they're going to really remember. Not how hard you worked, not how much money you brought in, all the sacrifices you made, they won't even see all of that. It won't even matter to them. But the time you spend, that's going to be important. And you know who's inspired me for that?
What's that? Who's that?
There's an old friend of mine. His name is Josh Brown.
Shout out to Josh.
Yeah, we used to work together, and he was one of the first examples I've seen of a good dad who's young and spends a lot of time with his kids. And his son, they made videos all the time during the wintertime or whatever it may be. And I got so inspired.
That's
and
awesome.
At that time, I didn't have any kids yet. But I said, man, when I have a kid, I want to be able to start doing things
and
like that.
And he has a job.
Yes, and he has a job.
Brilliant. It is possible.
That's right. You know, so that's my advice. Be a present father in all aspects.
Yeah, as much as possible.
As much as possible.
I know there are some out there who sometimes they don't feel like they have as many opportunities, but every opportunity, because there are opportunities in every moment.
Technology is crazy right now.
Yeah.
You know, FaceTime, my father lives in South Florida and I can FaceTime him and, you know.
It's crazy. I've got friends across the entire U.S.
I know.
That
and communicate
overseas
with.
And I can just see them.
Yeah, my mom lives 20 minutes away, and every now and then we may FaceTime with her.
Yeah.
Just so the kids can see
I mean,
see
I'll
her.
FaceTime my friend across the room.
Right, there you go.
Wait a second. Didn't I just see you?
Hey, not necessity, but laziness is the
mother
of all inventions.
That's right. You know, if your chair doesn't roll, there's no point in going across the room.
There you go. Exactly.
Just FaceTime them.
Just FaceTime them.
Come on. Well, that's awesome. You know, that's exciting. That's exciting to hear some sound advice from someone who has experienced it. Because honestly, on the Greenhouse Podcast, if I'm the only one talking here, and I don't have any kind of advice when it comes to kids. You know, I have a sister, though.
But you know what? And your sister's awesome, by the way.
Oh, yes.
She's pretty cool.
Shout out to Jessica.
Yes. Holla at you, shouty.
How's it going? If you're listening, you know, I sent you the link this morning. Hopefully you'll get it.
She better be listening.
Let's hope so.
But no, it's definitely been a lot of fun, man. And I can't wait to see what the future holds as the kids get older.
Do you have any stories? Like, if you had one story that you'd want everyone to hear? Because this is broadcasting worldwide.
Yeah, most
always
definitely.
On. Actually, we're always not always on.
We're not always on. I got to get some sleep sometime.
Exactly. We're only for this, you know, chocolate hour. You know, we're only going to be on for another 6 hours here, guys. Stay tuned. But if you had a short story, let's keep it, you know, keep it short and simple and sweet and loving.
Yeah, loving.
Mm. And not too sensual.
So,
sorry, came out of nowhere. No, if you had some sort of fun story.
Well, fun story with my kids, I'll say this much. My daughter, being the oldest, she is pretty darn sassy, man.
Really?
Very sassy. I've always figured that my little girl would get sassy at some point, but I had no clue at 3 and 4 years old.
What do you mean sassy?
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, sometimes I read on the side of my Cheez-Its box, it says spicy. And I'm like, okay, I want that. Is this a sassy that we want? Or is it like, oh, I don't know what to think about this.
So it's actually both of them at the same time.
Hmm.
So there's times where she'll say some things that I had no clue she even knew existed. And when my wife and I are listening, shout out to Nayoka, AKA Brown Sugar.
I don't know if we have a sound effect for that one.
That's
We've
okay,
got the
man.
Thunder.
But sometimes she'll say some things to us, and it will, part of our mind is just blown away. Like, where did she get that from? That's pretty awesome that she even knows that. But then seconds later, we realize that she was very disrespectful as a kid to her parents. And then we have to reprimand. So it's like,
so you don't know what to think, because you're like, okay, it's incredible.
Yeah.
On one hand, and on the other hand, and for those of you who can't see, I'm holding out one hand. I'm holding out the other hand right now. And on one hand, you think, oh gosh, it's incredible. On the other hand, you're like, wait a second, that wasn't a great thing that just happened.
I know. So I'll give you a good example. Some time ago, I think it was last year, and so I made some like macaroni and cheese for my daughter, right?
Sure.
And once it's done, I want to make sure it's cool. It's not too hot so she can eat it.
Right. Stick it in the freezer.
Sometimes.
Or have a stranger blow on it.
Or have a stranger. Are you available?
excuse me, sir. I'm in Walmart trying to do my shopping.
But my daughter, she needs her food to be cooled if you're available.
Where did you even find a microwave in this Walmart?
Well, you know, and so I'm going to cool the food. And then when I think it's cool, I sampled it just a little bit so that I can make sure. And then she looks over at me, and she mean mugs, and she says, Daddy, don't eat my food.
That's my food.
Don't eat my food. Didn't I tell you? And I was like, didn't I tell you? Wait a minute. First of all, I did not know you know to say that as a
right.
phrase, like to be that sassy. But then at the same time, I'm like, that's pretty darn disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm your father. You don't talk to me like that. So, little moments like that happens all the time. Like, didn't I tell you?
That's
like,
my mac and cheese.
When did you tell me? I don't recall.
It's on the chart on the wall over there. I wrote it down on the wall last week.
Are you not reading and paying attention, Daddy?
I sent you a reminder via iCloud. Didn't you get this?
I got not get it. My devices aren't syncing at the moment, so.
Next thing you know, she's going to be like, you're grounded. It's like, wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Things are turned around.
Are you paying the bills here?
All right, so I have something a little special that we do here on the show, and you might have heard about this, or you might not have, being that the show is so new, where we do a small skit, as you will.
All right.
It's a little improv. I love improv. I don't know if you've heard of improv or what it means.
I think I've heard of it before.
It's something we do here. So I have a little situation. It's a skit, and you have to play along. I hope you can.
All right.
If not, we'll just kind of be like, okay, we'll cut that.
We'll roll with that.
I won't invite Jay back next time. So this situation, and I'm gonna say the situation, and then we role play, as soon as I say go. So in this situation, you are the owner of an antique shop. Okay? It's Jay's Antiques.
Jay's Antiques.
You have every single type of antique possible. Now, there's no limits here. You're just the owner of an antique shop. You can be whatever character you want to be. You can say whatever you want. But I am your customer.
All right.
And I just walked in the store. Go.
What's going on? Welcome to Jay's Antiques. And we have a little bit of everything, depending on what you need.
Oh, thank you. Hi. You must be Jay of Jay's Antiques.
That's right. I'm Jay.
I've heard of you.
Oh, have you?
Yes. Yeah. I was reading in the paper this morning. I was reading in the section that said, I was reading in the advertisement section.
Yes.
And it said, Jay's Antiques. Stop on by. But I was also reading the ad next to it. It said, for a fun time downtown this fall, come to our festival.
Ooh.
I wasn't sure if you were a part of that, too.
Well, that's a different business that I have, and so therefore...
Because it said Jay's Antiques underneath both ads. One was for the actual antique shop, and one was for this festival. For a good time, come to the festival and...
Yes, so what had happened was, we're going to need you to sign up in this antique store first.
Okay.
So then...
There's a process.
Pick up a couple of items, and then at that point, we go ahead and see if you qualify... For the festival.
Well, that's exciting. No, that's very. So, what is this object right here? What is this I'm holding?
Oh, this is an antique candlestick.
An antique candlestick.
Oh yeah, most definitely, man.
I've never heard of one.
Oh man, it's actually pure gold.
Pure gold.
Pure gold. Matter of fact, if you hold it a little too hard, you'll put a little, little dent.
It is a little
right
heavy.
Yeah, oh, it's solid.
It is a little heavy.
It's
yeah.
Solid. And
how do you burn this?
Ooh, what you do is that you first take your candle of choice, and then you hold it very tightly in your hand.
Well, why are you? Oh, that's very. gosh.
You know what?
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Well, maybe I should show you another item. You may not be ready for this one yet.
Please, yeah. Just keep your hands off me. Okay?
Yeah. Well, here at Jay's Antiques, anything goes. So.
Okay.
But if you make your way over here.
Yes. Yes.
Now this desk.
Oh, this desk. It's a very nice desk.
Oh yeah, made out of the finest mahogany.
Yes.
It's very smooth.
They don't make them like this anymore.
Oh no, it's very dark.
Oh.
You know, you ever heard that phrase, black of the berry?
Uh-huh,
dark
I
of
have.
The berry, sweet of the juice?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, very good.
And but anyway, yeah, this is a very, very nice desk.
I love it.
I think if you do anything work-related or even play-related.
Now, can I fit under here? Okay, I'm just going to try to get under.
Oh, wait, my God. Wait a minute, just
pull it tight.
Watch your back right there.
Well, sometimes I have situations where I need to hide from someone.
Perfect. This desk is known for those kind of things.
Really?
You should see some of the features.
It's really?
See,
I'm
if
intrigued.
You go, well, just move your leg right over there.
Okay.
All right, and then
okay. Use
your left hand.
Oh, God.
See a little hidden button?
Yeah,
press
right above
that.
Me. Next to my left ear.
Now, be careful.
Okay.
There's a floor that's going to open up.
Oh, my God.
Don't.
No.
Jordan, don't.
No!
I told you to.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jay LaVar. With our improv skit. Hope you enjoyed that. Where's our applause button? Okay,
know,
there
right?
it is. There it is. Well, thank you for that. That was exciting. You know, I don't know if I'd want to go to your shop anymore. Why do you have a trap door underneath the desk?
Hey, you never know when you need to hide, man. You know?
Yeah, exactly. My God, I might buy one of those desks now.
Hey, it's a good idea.
How do you even install that desk? Do you have to, completely what is the word I'm looking for?
Renovate.
Renovate.
Yes.
Do you have to completely renovate the entire office?
That's okay. There's a kit.
A Jay's Antiques kit.
Yes. It's kind of like IKEA's kit, but it's like...
I love it.
But fewer parts.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. All right, cool. So we're running out of time here, but I'm going to go ahead and play. So we do this thing every week where we answer questions from the previous interviewer's interview.
Yeah.
So last week we had Brandon Quevedo on the show, and he had a few questions for you. He didn't know it was you. And at the end of this, you're going to answer these questions.
All right.
And then you'll be able to ask three of your own questions. Cool. So, you know, we'll keep it simple, short, you know. And because some of the questions might be a little, shall we say, bizarre. Or shall we say, bold.
Ooh.
Or shall we say, Bonnaroo. I love B words.
Just B
words. You know, there's a lot of words I like. Okay, cool.
Booyah.
So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to push a little button that plays this clip for us. And then we can listen to it. And then we'll answer the questions.
All right.
All right. Playing now. So these are the questions that Brandon he's going to ask these questions to you. And you are going to answer them live on a recorded podcast to everyone listening.
I think that sounded kind of confusing. So
we'll do it one more time.
I'll ask three questions, and then next week's episode, that guest will answer them. And then after they answer those three questions, they get to ask three questions of their own for the following week. Or the following episode, I guess. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Cool. So, audience, if you understand what's happening, continue listening. I was going to say, like, nod your head, but I don't know if that works.
It could work.
I'm sensing in, like, the Buford area, like, someone, like, kind of was like, yeah, like, woo, woo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I agree.
That was just my... Okay. So, question number one, next week's guest. If you had to wear green pants... or purple shorts, which one would you choose and why? That's my first question.
That's a really good question.
I feel like it's kind of psychological.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
I agree.
By the way, you have like there's like an eyelash. There's something in your eye.
In my eye.
I don't know if it's bothering you.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
All right.
I was just literally staring at it like.
Thanks.
Like, oh my gosh. I don't know if I can concentrate. No, it has nothing to do with me being a friend. I wanted to get through this segment.
You could not finish what you were trying to say.
All right. The next question is, if you had an eyelash in your eye. No, I'm just kidding. Question number two. If you had to, if you could travel in time, would you want to be able to travel into the future or into the past?
That's a good one.
You can only choose one.
You have to choose one.
You have to choose one. You have to choose one.
Now you have one more question, Brandon.
I have one more.
You get to ask the guest of next week.
I gotta make this good.
One thing. One more thing. All right. So what's question number three?
Okay. So I this is more of a task, not a question. What I would like for the next guest to do is pick a Disney movie, and you can pretty much pick anyone you want. But the ending has to change, and you have to say what the ending is. You have to change the ending of the Disney film, you don't have to say why, but just to use your creative ideas and just to see what you think it should have ended or how you think it should have ended.
These are all good questions.
Yeah,
and that was three questions from our guest today. He's going to be a repeating guest, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Quevedo, thanks for joining us, and it's up to you. Guest from next week's episode to answer these questions and have a great time.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the answer.
Yes.
And also the questions you have for next week as well.
And that is the clip.
Nice.
So Jay, my goodness, this moment is finally here.
Yeah.
And we can now know the answer to these questions. And we had no idea it'd be you. So now you get to answer these questions truthfully.
Truthfully.
All right. Or, That's not truthfully. Either way. Either way. So do you remember the questions?
Yeah.
Great. So Jay has a great memory, everyone.
Not according to my wife. So first question was about green pants or purple shorts. I think I'm definitely going to say green pants, but I think I would only wear them on St. Patrick's Day, so I'd still fit in.
Yeah. No, I would. I can see that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I can do that.
Great.
Let's see. Second question. Past or future? I definitely said a future.
Okay.
I think I've seen this in a few movies where I would like to go into the future.
Yeah.
See what the new hotness is, so I can come back to the past and be the guy to pioneer it.
And that's, you know, that's, I think that's a great idea. Yeah. You know, it's one of those tough choices, future, past. You may have a great explanation.
Yeah. I mean, some people may think of, I'll go back in the past so I can fix some mistakes. So
yeah, I can the past is in the past.
But the past is in the past. Let's move forward.
Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, definitely future. And then the last one. So this was interesting because Disney has a way with movies.
They do.
To make it end on a good note most of the time.
Sure.
And leave you all feeling warm and fuzzy on the inside.
True.
So
it's either that or the cotton candy you're eating.
Right, either that. So my favorite Disney movie of all time, regardless of what's new, what's come out.
Sure.
Is The Lion King.
The Lion King.
The Lion King. The
first, can't go wrong with that.
The very first one.
Love it.
And so I absolutely love the way it ended.
Yeah.
But if I was to make an alternate ending.
Oh, to The Lion King.
To The Lion King. I don't think I would end it on just the birth of the new kid.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would actually love to see the day, you know, day in the life of Simba. You know what I mean? As the king, you know, and rolling around.
How's he doing?
Pride Rock. And
How are things going?
You know? See how him and...
You know, some movies kind of end where it says, and 5 years later. And then the credits roll and everybody's happy and dancing.
But at least I would love to see how, you know, how him and Nala, how they kind of have this worked out. And that dynamic and how they run around Pride Rock and run things. And
you know, it's been eating at me for years what happened. Like these animals, they're just, who knows what happened to them?
I know, right? You know, what happened to Zazu? You know what I mean? What's he rolling with now these days?
Exactly. These are all good questions.
21 years later.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, thanks for answering those. And sorry to put you on the spot. You know how it is.
Most definitely, man. It's all good.
Okay, cool. So do you have three questions? And you could pick any three, you know, of all the questions that are out there in the world.
Mm.
You can pick three questions for our guest next week. And we still don't know who the guest is going to be.
I have no clue.
You know, honestly, what I do is I kind of spin a wheel. And then it lands, you know. So for those of you waiting to be interviewed, I can't wait to interview you. But I have a very large wheel and it just keeps spinning. It takes a good 24 hours before it lands on something. So we have three questions from Jay LaVar for guest on the next week's episode.
So, question number one, what are your two top life hacks when it comes to technology? And for those who don't know what a life hack is any kind of shortcut or something that will make your life easier. Mm. But I'm specifically asking about technology. So what are two life hacks that you utilize?
Oh, very good.
Question number two.
Okay.
If money wasn't an issue, and I know this is a very, very popular beginning.
If money wasn't an issue,
would you be balling on a budget or balling out of control?
Oh.
You know, there are some people out there, there's millionaires out there who still have the same house they had when they were broke.
Did you say bowling?
Bowling.
Oh, man, bowling.
Bowling.
Because sometimes I bowl on a budget. It's like, listen, I got to go to the one with only two, lanes.
With only two lanes.
Music's terrible.
I don't need to pay for all the pins. Can I just pay for three pins?
Yeah, exactly.
And try to knock those down?
It's like, sir, can I ask you to leave?
Yeah. I just want to pay for one game.
One game. Exactly.
That's it.
Okay, so balling on a budget.
Balling on a budget or balling out of control.
All right, very good.
And then the last question.
Question number five.
Yeah.
Okay. Third question.
I think right now it's very popular in the industry going on with the launch of Apple Music with all the competitors out there. So like Tidal and, you know, Spotify and Pandora. So my question is, in the fall, when all of this is going to be an equal playing field.
The fall of 2015.
Fall of 2015.
Yeah, okay.
What streaming service will you be going with? For sure. What services will you be canceling?
This is a good question.
So I'll tell
you. Do you stream service at all? That might be part of it.
And do you stream at all? Correct. So I think that's going to be a very interesting question to get answered.
Yeah. Because you never know.
Never know. And a lot of people ask.
I could have the president on next week. You never know.
You never know what he may be using.
I'd be interested to know what our president thinks.
Yeah. Barack, what you streaming, homie?
What are you streaming?
What's in your playlist,
dog?
Let me see
your phone right now. Hand it over. Actually, I just want to know what's in his contact book. I'd ask for his phone saying, yeah, let me see what your music is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
And I'd go through his contacts, just see, like,
sure,
what is
give
most
it up gladly.
Calls. Yeah, I'd be interested.
He'll just give it up gladly. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm. No big deal.
He can trust you.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that's three questions.
Those are three questions.
It is up to you, the guest of the episode to answer these three questions. Let's see what you come up with.
Doom, doom, doom.
Are you interested, Jay? I'm interested.
Oh, I definitely want to find out what they say.
This is, you know, this is cool because we're on the next episode right now.
The next episode.
The next episode. Okay. All right, cool. Well, Jay, you know, I just want to thank you again for coming on the show.
Oh, man. My pleasure, man. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the honor.
You know, people are probably now interested in you and following you in two different ways, most likely hoping to follow you on Twitter or some other social network. Do you have anything like that that you might be able to share?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. On Twitter, you can hit my personal, which is JDAYENT.
Ooh.
So hit me at JDAYENT.
All right.
And I'm also on Instagram as well at the same thing. So it's at JDAYENT.
Awesome.
So you can hit me up there.
And for those of you who are listening in the car or on a plane or on a train or on your bike, I don't know if you listen to me or Jay on your bike, but if you're listening and you cannot write this down, you can find this in the description of this week's podcast. This episode's podcast description on iTunes, as well as our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. Or you can email us and request any information or be a sponsor today at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. So thanks again for being on the show, Jay. It's a real pleasure.
Hey, same here, homie.
Hope to have you on again one day. Thanks, guys, for listening. This has been The Greenhouse Podcast. This is the show where we talk about nothing, absolutely nothing, with people who have something to say. We'll see you next time.
Chocolate Hour is out.